Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
And a gal, it's time for another edition of the sports page. You can tell in my voice, I'm not full of jubilation and excitement. It's not like it's a birthday party. Fred Friedman joins us via phone. Oh, Kyle Erickson sitting there in his... Kyle Erickson is sitting there. I can't do it. Turn me.
We're going to take care of that. Welcome you guys.
Hey, welcome. I'm here. Hello.
Just turned it off. I'm sorry. We're just having a little technical difficulties here, as you can tell. Yeah. Let's start with something a little bit positive, Kyle. I'm not even going to speak to Fred about this, but the Kaprizov for the Wild is freaky good. Did you see him last night?
I did. Yeah, he's, I think, has to be pretty close to a lock to win the NHL Rookie of the Year.
Absolutely.
The best young offensive player, I think it's safe to say, the Wild have had since Marian Gaborik burst onto the scene, those many years ago.
Yeah.
And he is an exciting enough player to watch that he gets me to watch hockey. Yeah. That's the best way I know how to say it. He makes me turn on the TV and watch the Wild.
He hasn't got Fred that, I don't think.
Well, okay. Give me a chance. Can I respond to that?
Sure, you may talk. You go. Yep.
All right. On tape, I watched a major felony occur the other day with a bum named Tom Wilson for the Philadelphia Flyers, right? Now, you guys have judges that listen to this show, so I'm just saying. They've sent people to prison. I've lost people to prison who did worse, they do not as bad as what he did the other day. Assaulting somebody who's face down and semi-conscious. True or not true? When are they going to put an end to this nonsense?
Yeah. Wilson plays for the Washington Capitals.
Capitals. Apologize.
And you're right, Fred. And what's more disheartening about it, I think, is that the NHL's discipline czar inexplicably declined to suspend Wilson.
He did?
For his actions, even though he is a multi-time repeat offender.
Long record.
This was not an outlier for him.
$5,000 fine. Heidi fines us more than that on KFC.
Are you kidding me, Bet? They did not suspend him?
That's it.
They did
now,
not
you
suspend
watch the tape,
him.
Everybody. I'm serious. This is not hyperbole. I have lost people to prison. We have people who listen to the show that have sent people to prison for doing less than what he did.
And you got to understand something. The ice is not soft, and he's just smashed him down like a child and then punched him while he's on the ice. And that's an unwritten rule, I guess, in hockey, too.
Yep.
You know, you don't ever hit anybody when he's down. That is so amazing because that was so violent. It was unbelievable.
Oh. Kasparov, yes. Wilson, no. NHL, get it together.
Man, that is sad. Speaking of getting it together, why do other organizations bring in relief pitchers who seem to surprise and awe batters because it's somebody new? Our pitchers come in and the same thing happens every single time.
Because we can't develop pitchers. That's the big question. Why don't the Twins develop pitchers? 4 out of our 5 starters are from other organizations. Just get retreads in the bullpen. Plus, the last 2 games, we're not hitting.
Oh, no.
We are not hitting.
Well, you all know my thinking on it. The Twins have a long, sad history of signing relievers that throw 92 miles an hour on their best day in a league where the best relievers are the ones who throw 100 miles an hour. And at the major league level, if you don't have that top end speed at the back end of a game, you have no margin for error. You have to locate your pitches perfectly. You have to make the hitters guess wrong, and there's no margin. And so if you walk a batter or if you leave a pitch over the fat part of the plate at 91, 92, you get hurt. If it happens at 99 or 100, you get away with it.
Yeah.
And the Twins have one guy, one power arm in their bullpen, and that is it.
And he can't find the strike zone. And he's throwing a – you know what he reminds me of? A guy by the name of Kyle Gibson, who became a Cy Young Award winner this year. he dominated the Twins.
Yeah. So I've given up on them. I'll keep watching.
I do too. Hey,
this is not their year. But somebody needs to explain to me. I mean, we knew the pitching was suspect. But somebody needs to explain to me how the team that set the all-time, all-team record for home runs of the season, now isn't hitting at all. What's happened to Kepler? What's happened to Polanco? What's happened to Sano? What on earth is going on?
Yeah, what does happen there? Garber's picking it up a little bit. Kyle, do you have any statistics on the rumor that the baseball was juiced last year versus this year? Have you ever checked anything like that?
Well, Major League Baseball said that they were tamping down the baseball this year. They acknowledged that things got a little bouncy last year, and it sounded like it was going to have pretty nominal effect. The ball would fly a couple feet shorter over a 400-foot flight with this year's baseball. It's not enough to explain what's going on with the Twins. I will say, though, it's not all the Twins that aren't hitting.
Right.
Cruz is playing great. Buxton is playing the best ball of his life. Garver's coming around. Kirilloff.
Yeah.
Had been off to a great start before. Now he's got a wrist injury that could end up being potentially serious, and we hope it's not. The big thing is that Polanco, who was a key cog when they set the record, not a top home run hitter, but he's a 20-plus home run guy, cannot make solid contact this year. Max Kepler looks absolutely lost at the plate. He and Polanco have had some of the worst at-bats I've ever seen him have in the last couple of weeks. On the positive side, and I know it's a sample size of one game, Sano came back from his stint on the injured list last night, and he put together some really good at-bats. He had a couple of hits. He worked out a really impressive walk late in the game where he fell behind 0-2, laid off a couple of close pitches that he would have probably swung at a year ago, and worked out a walk.
Made a great defensive play.
An amazing defensive play. So I'm, you know, you can't win a pennant in April and May, but you can lose one in April and May. The Twins still have they've got 5 months ahead of them, but they can't keep bleeding away games like this if they want to contend.
Can we all agree that the fact that the baseball is not quite as hard is not an excuse for swinging and missing?
Absolutely.
Kepler both struck out three times last night. Polanco left seven people on base, guys.
And you know something else? Donaldson is not – he's getting some hits, but he's not getting key hits.
No, he's not.
It's a little bit of the baseball version of puck luck with Donaldson, though. He has hit a handful of just absolute lasers in the last week that just happened to be at outfielders or at the shortstop. I'm not as worried about him. He's putting together good at-bats, and he's squaring the ball up, and he's just getting a little unlucky.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about Kepler and really worried about Polanco.
They got to step up, or it's going to be a long season. Yeah. Long season. But it is sure fun watching Buxton. Oh, my goodness. Player of the month, which is pretty good. That hasn't happened to a Twin very often. And you just better not hit the ball to right center, left center, or center field because he's getting it. Beautiful to watch.
So, guys, we've said a couple times, or I've said a couple of times, that he kind of reminds me of 50 center fielders, Mickey Mantle, who's hurt all the time, and Willie Mays, who was never hurt. And it would be remiss of us if we did not point out that today is the 90th birthday one of the handful of greatest ball players that ever lived, the great Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, turned 90.
Wow. Today.
I was lucky enough to see him play several times. Best defensive outfielder I ever saw. He could do it all. And remember, like Williams, like Musial, Mays lost time. He lost 2 years to the Korean War, which is one of the reasons why you got to wonder a couple times about lifetime statistics. What did he lose in terms of home runs and RBIs?
Off the record, just changing the gears, I think, did Willie Mays do the basket catch, or who was famous for the basket catch? Yeah, it was Willie Mays. Now, was he taught that, Fred, or was he taught that, or was that just flair?
He was taught that in the Negro Leagues, which he started playing in the Negro Leagues when he was 14 and a half in Birmingham, Alabama.
The bucket catch. You don't see that much anymore. Maybe Willie Norwood. All right, Timberwolves are gonna, they're playing better. They're gonna lose their ping pong balls, but it won't work out.
they're gonna be okay as long as they finish with one of the five worst records. They've got a good shot at keeping their top three pick, and it looks like they will, despite the fact that they've improved markedly. For those who watched the game last night, you were treated to maybe the best performance of Anthony Edwards' remarkable rookie season.
I didn't know they even played last night. What happened?
It wasn't on TV. I had to listen to it on the radio. For some reason, it wasn't aired on TV. So Edwards, the big knock on him so far has been at times he's an inefficient scorer. He takes some bad shots, misses shots around the rim. Last night, Edwards scored 42 points on 17 for 22 shooting.
Holy smokes.
It was a masterclass. And so he became, here's the entire list, folks, the entire list in NBA history of teenagers with multiple 40-plus point games. I think we've got enough time left in the show for this list. LeBron James did it three times. Anthony Edwards did it twice.
Oh, my God. That's it?
That is the entire list. He's 19 years old.
My goodness.
He's a kid, and he's dominating the NBA.
Wow.
And I'm going
to give some credit to this to their new coach, by the way. He is definitely made a difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That is exciting stuff. 19. He can't even go down to the toddy shop, for crying out loud.
So it's funny because we all have it's a well-rehearsed conversation about the Timberwolves' woes with the draft and whiff draft picks and whatever else. And most of the pundits were saying last year's draft class was the weakest in a generation. The Wolves finally got the number one pick, and there was nobody worthy of it. And lo and behold, they've got a guy who looks for all the world like he can be a franchise-changing superstar out of the deal. So now you've got Karl-Anthony Towns, you've got Edwards, Jalen McDaniels is another terrific rookie who can shoot and he can defend, D'Angelo Russell. If they can just shed some of the dead weight, Ricky Rubio, Josh Okogie, Jarrett Culver, and fill those roles with either good draft picks or smart signings, this is going to sound strange. I can see them making the playoffs next year.
I'm going to make a note of this.
Let's not get carried away here.
I'm going to take a picture of that, Kyle.
You can jot that down. May 6, 2021, Kyle Erickson, after having probably too much coffee, predicts the Timberwolves in the playoffs next year.
Yeah. John, speaking of Karl-Anthony Towns, did you see that the other day he airmailed a 390-yard green off the tee?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, in front of four witnesses. He's not a great golfer, but he's out of control off the tee box.
Hey, Fred, before we get to trivia, let's just address this quickly because I don't think I saw it right or heard the whole thing. The Olympics are not going to allow people to wear Black Lives Matter shirts or something like that?
I have not heard that. There's not even going to be fans, are there?
I guess
They're talking about athletes. Oh, I see. They're talking about athletes.
Yeah, talking about athletes. Kyle, did you hear that?
I haven't heard that, no.
I heard that yesterday.
Well, that's reason 7,311 why I'm not a fan or a supporter of the Olympic movement.
Yeah, All right, it's time.
You guys know I'm not.
The links start.
Oh, you guys didn't know that. They start this week?
They start on Saturday. It says they play Washington Mystics, but the first, and that's at 1 o'clock, and that's a home game, but they're considering the home opener is the 14th, so a week from Friday.
And I think they're short like four people because they're still playing in Russia and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm not quite sure on that. They have announced, I haven't been able to find it. I've been trying to look what their broadcast schedule is. It doesn't look like we can watch the Saturdays unless you have the pass, which I do,
well,
so
Heidi's
I'll probably
got the
be
pass.
Watching. Yeah. But anyway, keep that in mind. We get to watch Minnesota's most winning professional team.
That's right.
By far.
That season is starting. I'm so excited.
What's the theme today?
Odds and ends.
Oh, odds and ends.
Oh, like the old potpourri category.
Yeah, grab that if you get a read drug.
All right, here we go. Ryan Miner had a brief career as a utility infielder with the Orioles and Expos between 1998 and 2001. He is a footnote in baseball history for his role in the Orioles game in September 1998. What did he do?
Unassisted triple play?
Don't know.
I don't even know the guy. Must have been a cup of coffee. Kyle's even struggling.
I'm coming up blank. No, I don't know.
Here's the footnote. What was that, Fred?
Go ahead, Ivy.
He replaced Cal Ripken at third base, ending
after the streak.
Ending Ripken's consecutive game streak at 2,632 games. Next one. Who was the Orioles manager when Ripken's streak ended?
Was it his dad?
I don't think it was his dad.
I think he was done at that point.
Give us an initials.
R.M. And he died this week.
Ray Miller.
Ray Miller?
He also managed the Twins in 85 and 86.
Yep. Chain-smoking Ray Miller.
In his 1999 book, You're Missing a Great Game, what former Kansas City and St. Louis manager said that baseball is a game of intelligence, craft, doing the little things right, and having a great stopper in the bullpen?
Whitey Herzog.
Yep.
Nice job, Fred.
Byron Buxton became the first Twin to be named American League Player of the Month in 11 years. What outfielder was the last Twin to be the Player of the Month for his performance in July?
Young. One of the Young brothers.
Delman Young.
Yep. There we go.
Yeah, Delman Young. He had one crazy hitting month in between bobbling fly balls.
Yeah.
Catching him barehanded.
And then Scott says current Twin Nelson Cruz was named Player of the Month when he played for Seattle in 2015.
He's Player of the Month every day.
Yeah.
Who were the three Twins to earn Player of the Month honors three times? One Twin did it in the 70s, one in the 80s. Another one did it once in the 80s and twice in the 90s.
Well, Cruz got to be one of them.
Kirby Puckett.
Yep.
Kirby Puckett. 70s, 80s, and 90s, did you say, Heidi?
Mm-hmm.
90s.
Rod Carew, Kirby Puckett.
Chuck Knoblauch?
Even I know this guy, Santana. Kent Herbeck.
Oh my God!
Oh.
Joe Mauer was twice in 2006 and 2009. Torrey Hunter once in 2001. Justin Morneau, 2007. Little, you know, odds and ends there from him. What National League slugger has the major league record for being named Player of the Month 13 times?
Oh my word!
National League
Bonds.
Yep, Barry Bonds.
Asterisk.
Double asterisk.
Followed by Alex Rodriguez 10 times, Frank Thomas 8, Albert Pujols 7, and Albert Bell. 7.
Yeah.
So out of that list, there's one person who's absolutely in the clear for not using PEDs.
Yep.
Final question.
Yeah.
The National League started the Player of the Month award in 1958. What two future Hall of Famers were the first honorees?
Oh, boy.
And keep in mind, Scott Hall asked this question.
Yeah, so 58, Stan Musial.
Yes.
58.
Willie Mays?
Yep, Willie Mays.
Two of the very best.
That is,
you know, one thing we didn't point out, I just want to warn everybody, Twins lost their two best left-handed hitters of the last 25 years to concussions in Maurer and Morneau. You got to be worried about Luis Arraez.
Yeah.
That bad collision at the plate.
Pretty.
It might be nothing. It might be a big deal.
Yeah. And on an ending note, I would like to go back on the record books. Kyle, you probably have this in your memory. I wonder if Bobby Darwin was player of the month. Kyle wasn't born, probably.
Bobby Lee Darwin. He had a fabulous April one year.
Oh.
He hit two dingers off of Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. Then he tanked the rest of his life. As far as
then they discovered... Yeah, I'm coming home, Mom. They found the curveball.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for all your curveballs.
See you.
We'll see you next week.
See you, folks.